We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is clear to me that the workplace in Washington was unprofessional and unacceptable in numerous respects. Bullying, widespread disrespect toward colleagues, use of demeaning language, public embarrassment, and harassment. For the past year, Daniel Snyder has not attended league or committee meetings, and to the best of my knowledge, has not been involved in day-to-day operations at the Commanders.
I don't have the authority to remove him.
Well, if you needed a little politics through your favorite party, you could have got it yesterday with
some football sprinkles.
Whatever the hell that was, it was sprinkled around an NFL football team and all the other stuff that took place yesterday with Roger Goodell basically sitting there for 2.5 hours.
Just taking bullets, man.
Hey, man, that's part of what you get when you make like $63 million a year as a commissioner of the NFL.
Is that what he's up to now? So you got $60 million? Wow.
You got two jobs. You've got two jobs you do. Yeah, listen, man, he just got him billions of dollars in new TV revenue, and not to mention the gambling's on deck for probably almost matching dollars that they're going to end up making with all that stuff. So, that's part of your job. When you're an NFL commissioner, you make $63 million a year. You got two, or some will say three, jobs, right? Make owners money, obviously, is number one, and protect the owners from themselves the best you can, even though, like he said, I can't fire the guy. The guy is one. Basically, he should have said, listen, I got 32 bosses, and he's one of them. Mm. They're all equal, no matter what the market is. Maybe, you know, some of the guys have more power, more say-so with the other owners. But bottom line is, you know, that's where I am. I got to grow the sport. He's done it. Listen, Roger Goodell, I used to be down on the guy, but I flipped my tune on this guy. All this stuff, yeah, there's some things he can do better. But there is no question of all these sports, he's got the biggest job. And it's not even close. You can't control what the owners do. And if some guy worth billions of dollars decides he's going to take some gal out to what is supposed to be a corporate event and decides he's had a few drinks sitting in the back of a limo and decides because of his power situation, he throws in a little, would you like to make some more money and grow in this country or grow in this company? Here, let me just slide my hand up your dress. Right. I mean, what's Roger Goodell supposed to do about it? He can't do that. So he finds out about it. You do what you can. He finds a guy $10 million. Your wife's going to take over. Right. Yeah, right. We all thought it was a joke when we heard it. And fired a bunch of people. It was toxic. And then the other stuff, poor Roger, he got in the middle. He never thought he was going to hear so much about the First Amendment yesterday as well as that popped up. Listen, they got him for 2.5 hours. Democrats had one agenda. Republicans had another agenda. And old Roger's in the middle. Some are even going, what are we doing here, man? Joe Biden's screwing up everything in this country. And you're worried about one owner of an NFL team to the point now you want to subpoena and bring the guy back? How about we get a few things fixed right now in this, you know? And so it gave you a little bit of everything I had to chuckle. And, of course, everything always comes back to Republican, Democrat,
man. Of course.
That never leaves. And anyway, that was part. We'll get into that a little bit later on, all this stuff from – I couldn't watch all 2.5 hours.
If anyone did, God bless you.
So anyway, and it was one of the many stories that were going on. We actually had the NBA draft tonight. The Heat, as of right now, picking 27th. And just sitting there looking at all the names and Jabari Smith and Chet Holmgren and Dyson Daniels and Jaden Ivey and looking at the bigs that can shoot and the small guys that can run the point and hit jump shots and all those things. And sure, we'll have some trades today. We'll have some players move up, move down and everything. Make it kind of fun. Once it gets going, it should be a lot of fun. Panthers, by the way, they decide they didn't want to be left out. They got a new coach. No surprise it was going to happen. This thing's taken a long time. Paul Maurice, Winnipeg Jets former coach, who up and left and said, I can't do any more for this team. They need a new voice. 4 years and about a third of a season. It's time for me to step down. So Andrew Brunette is out after going 58-18-6, 122 points. Also broke that number the Dolphins are trying to break. First round win and got swept. And getting swept by Tampa Bay literally cost Andrew Brunette his job. Mm.
It looked bad. They looked bad in that second series.
It looked bad, and so I'm guessing this had to do with experience of somebody that's got experience for big moments in games and things. But listen, this guy, I mean, it's amazing. Think what he went through. First of all, he's sitting on the bench thinking he's just going to be the first coach there with Coach Q. Coach Q gets kicked out of the league. Andrew Brunette takes over on an interim basis, goes on and puts together numbers that the Panthers have never had before. Best overall record with 122 points, 58 wins. First round win, they get that even though it wasn't real pretty. And the power play problems they were having, should have told us we've got more problems to come against a better team. And then they get swept by Tampa Bay, and that was it. That was an experienced team with a lot of really good players, obviously, to have that kind of record, the best record in hockey, most points in hockey, and you lose your job. So I was told we're going to like him, going to like having him on.
That's good.
He's great with the media, got a lot of experience. He's been in the playoffs, though he's never won the Stanley Cup either, but he has been in a lot of playoff games. So comes in here, new voice, got some experience, especially for playoffs, and we'll see what happens with all that stuff. So anyway, we got another kind of sad story here today with Tony Siragusa, the Goose, age 55, passed away in his sleep here a couple of nights ago, as that story broke yesterday. And we had the Goose on. Not too many months ago, I think it was February, 1st of February, around there that Goose came on and spent some time with us talking, and he'd been very close. He went to Pitt, very close to Dan Marino, and talking about that Ravens defense, one of the great defenses we've ever had in the NFL, and had some great stories. So in honor of the Goose, who also owns part of a restaurant in Fort Lauderdale, we want to, and was living down here, by the way, was also, had moved down here with his family. And so he spent a lot more time in South Florida. But just in honor of the Goose, where we're going to play, it was he was great the day he was on with
fantastic.
Us.
Fantastic.
So anyway, we'll have that on for you a little bit later on in the show if you missed that. And so we actually have a lot of stuff going on. Marlins go for the sweep today. Getting another win last night and going with 12-10 start today. Pablo Lopez was good again last night. It was good to see seven innings pitch. Gave up just the one run. So going for the sweep for a lunchtime game today before the Rockies leave and the New York Mets
come to town
which right. Should be good for business for the Marlins to have the Mets, who I'm guessing – a lot of their fan base will show back up now that they're really good again.
Right, they're winning.
And the Avalanche, last night, I thought we were going to be talking 2-2 today, and that's not the case. In overtime, Avalanche win that game 3-2, so they're up 3-1. So a lot of stuff going on. Actually, kind of a busy time with all this stuff going on. And, of course, stuff that I'm a little burned out on, the PGA Tour and the Saudi Tour, Liv, and what happened yesterday and everybody trying to figure it out. I go, here, let me tell you what happened. All the guys that are really good just all made a lot more money. Let's just break it down. There's going to be 10 to 20 guys now in golf, in general, in golf, they're going to make a lot of money, a lot of money. We're going to start looking for the guys that are really good, and instead of getting $1.6 million for a win when they win, or $600,000 or $700,000 for second place, that's going to be changing on the PGA Tour, and I think at some point both tours are going to open up legally, and the PGA Tour is not going to be able to do anything about it. And then all the other international events with even more money. There's going to be a lot more tournaments with no cuts, which a lot of players want. So hey, man, just keep your game sharp for those top guys, those young guys, or even those older guys, and see where this thing ends. Because money, you thought money exploded in college football with either head coaches' salaries or what players can now make. Wait until you see what's going to happen for the really good players. All right, listen, we've got Mark Duper going to join us coming up. Had him on late yesterday. We're going to run that coming up. He was really – Super Dupe was really good yesterday and all jacked up. So we'll hear from one of the great wide receivers for the Miami Dolphins. That's coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed Super Dupe. Great teammate, absolutely one of the best teammates you've ever had. Just a country, just easygoing, fun-loving, like to have fun. Like he fit on that team perfectly because he did like to have his fun. And that guy was ready to go on Sunday, man. He and the guy on the other side were ready to go.
All right, if we gave him 2 weeks Sunday, starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
$100 bill on the table, because obviously we're going to make gentlemen's bets here. Can he run a 4.7 or 4.9?
No.
Okay. I just want to know.
You were serious.
I was.
He's
100%.
63 years old.
Fast guys don't get that. I mean,
yeah, they do.
Really? He was a 4.28 guy.
Yeah. When he was 24 years old.
I don't care. I still feel like if you're fast.
So you think
fast.
40 years later you're going to run all, yeah?
Right.
Okay.
4.9?
No.
Who's the biggest personality out of all these guys, by the way? Because we bring a lot of these former players on, and they all seem like they got big personalities.
One guy by himself was the most entertaining. Are you just talking about the guys on offense?
No, just your former teammates. Like, who was the biggest personality?
Right.
Like, who was the guy?
You pick one guy out.
Oh, man.
It's a tough one.
There are some characters on that team now, but Shue still controlled things pretty good, so I'm trying to think, the biggest personality on that team. That's a great question.
You're shocked. You're stunned.
The most free spirited guy was a tie between Doug Bettors and Mark Clayton, because they're going to do what they wanted to do.
Okay,
Doug, we need you to stay this offseason and work out. He goes, I think I just won Defensive Player of the Year. I'm going back to Montana. It's work for me. I'll see you in minicamp. Got called in. You know, that's when we all started. They wanted to keep everybody around, start working out, and they're paying you a little bit of money. Not very much, but a little bit. Like, hey, really like to see you, Doug. Stay in the offseason and work out. He goes, no, I don't think so. That Montana thing really works well for me. And last time I checked, as Defensive Player of the Year. I can't even imagine telling the coach that. It was awesome.
Yeah,
and then Mark Clayton, he'd say anything. He said stuff you're going, oh no, we're gonna have to all pay for that comment. Coach is gonna make everybody pay for that one. But We had some characters. That's a great. That's everybody had their moments, man. Fellowship Christians, the wild guys, guys that like to stay out all night with a little help from their friends. The only thing they all had in common, they love Sundays. That was
well, they all came to play. That's for sure.
Good group, but yeah, that's a great question. I'm not sure if there's that one guy that was out there that was a complete free bird. Yeah, I don't know. There were guys that had their moments, but usually they got shut down pretty quickly. Business got shut down if they got a little too crazy, especially when they didn't play well, because that'd be the first thing that was brought up when they are reminded with the coach in that small little building over in St. Thomas. It got cleaned out real quick. Man, we got a lot of stuff. By the way, we lost the Goose at age 55, Tony Siragusa, who, speaking of, we never had that kind of personality. That guy and that personality, especially, it really came out with that Ravens' great defense. Maybe what, best or second best or right there. You could argue the best year in the history of the NFL, the numbers they put up that year the Ravens won a championship. I mean, it was a defensive-minded championship for sure. And the Goose was a big, big part of it in the middle there and a real character. So we found an interview we did with him the week of the Super Bowl. And we're going to have that for you if you missed it. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, we'll play that for
what
you.
What a storyteller this guy
is. He's the best. Holy. Yeah. Wow. Now listen, there have been some good storytellers.
Right.
And probably a lot of his stuff has to be men only with phones down. But he is an entertaining dude, man. He had me crying. An event we did at a golf course. He was just phenomenal during Super Bowl week. He was just unbelievable. Talk about being on your game. Hey, speaking of being on your game, David Weinstein's going to join us. We're going to get this Roger Goodell. What was that all about? Like, what the hell was that? I mean, the next scene, they're going from Daniel Snyder, and then they turn it to, according again, what party it is, whether it was a D or an R. But it was like, hey, what about Jack Del Rio and the First Amendment? Do you believe in that, commissioner? I was like, oh, boy, they're going to be all over the board on all this stuff. And why are we having this today? Doesn't Joe Biden got a lot of problems we should be talking about here instead of talking about an NFL team? And
you hear they asked about Dave Portnoy?
Yep, that's it. I was going to bring that up, too.
Yeah, by the way, where the hell did that come from?
Unbelievable.
Well, it got him going yesterday. Yeah. Of course, he was trending on Twitter and all that.
Well, because every question they asked, or the questions they asked the commissioner about it, do you remember this? Did you see this? Do you remember? He said, no, not to best of my knowledge, no. And then Portnoy's posting the pictures, calling him a liar straight on social media. Yeah. This guy's a complete liar. Look at this. And it's a picture of Goodell walking into the stadium with the 70,000 clown shirts. Like, he's like, do you remember, like, a clown shirt? Or no, I don't remember that. And within 3 feet of his face in the picture is a clown shirt that someone's putting in his face. I don't remember seeing that.
Yeah.
Portnoy's like, this guy's the biggest liar. Can you go to jail for lying to Congress? Because this guy's blatantly lying.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, Portnoy had
a
day.
One of those, I do not recall.
Right,
I like
right,
those, man. I like
right.
when I do that.
Man.
Hey, man, you think he was going to give up all this stuff, and did you think he was really going to throw Daniel Snyder or anybody else? He knew what his job was going to be, gave generic stuff. It wasn't the commissioner's first time at the rodeo, for sure. He'd been there. And, yeah, by the way, meanwhile, your fan base is going, can we just get – we're going to have football start in September, right? I mean, it's going to start up, right? We just want to see how good our team
that
is.
That's
– yeah. Right. So anyway, they're getting through it. And
so what do you think is going to happen next week when Daniel Snyder gets taken off his yacht in France?
Oh, he's just – it's one party is going to give him a hall pass, and the other party is just going to try to bury him about how he feels about women and a toxic workplace. And I thought you're not supposed to be involved with the team. Are you going to tell us you're not? Oh, yeah, it's going to get
– it'll be ugly.
That's why he said Daniel Snyder goes, there's no way. Hey, he told his attorney, I'm not going to that. Catch me in France. I'm going to take some of my people over there. The wife is, and they're going to run everything and have some meetings or something. What a hell of a place for a meeting, by the way. Yeah. Been a lot of crazy, crazy stuff. By the way, just getting away from sports for just a second. I mean, I'm not I'm not a great swimmer in an ocean. I do enjoy the ocean. I like looking at it. I like walking in it a little bit. I'll swim in certain areas if a whole bunch of other people are out there. But the shark thing, we had a shark attack yesterday, and they teased it. And I was like, oh, God, is this in Florida? And it was in California, so it was in Southern California.
Right.
And then you go out to Everglades.
Oh, my God.
And these guys catch an 18-foot python, 215 pounds. Obviously, they killed it. And I'm thinking.
Are you kidding?
Between the Everglades and those damn pythons and those damn sharks. You know when they go to those shots over the top and they're going, hey, might want to be careful there. It's a shot of South Beach. You can see a lot of people, a lot of tourists really enjoying this beautiful day. But also a warning out there, we see some 500 sharks swimming around them. I'm like, good God almighty,
no
man.
No thanks. No thanks. And I don't need to be shark feed.
You don't want to be shark. You don't want to be that?
I'm okay.
Well,
feet in the water is good for me at this point.
Yeah, nobody wants to be shark bait.
But I'll tell you what, an 18-foot, 250-pound boa, whatever it is out there, I'm good.
I think they said, if I'm not mistaken, well, listen, 200-and-something pounds.
Whatever
is
it
crazy.
Is. I don't care if it's over 100 pounds. But, those pythons out there, what a problem. We've been talking about it for years, but these things are 18 feet long now.
Well, the other part of it is, of course, they're going, yeah, we got the mother just in time. She had 235 eggs. I'm like, oh, God. Good luck with that problem out there, man. Good luck with that one.
How long has Ron been talking about it? Yeah.
What do you do with those eggs? You just have, like, an omelet bar on the weekend? Like, just make sure they don't grow into – well, you can't have them grow into snakes.
I don't know what they do, man. They kill.
Can you eat them? Can you eat eggs?
I'm guessing no.
I mean, I don't know.
Would you want that? Does that sound
– Nope.
We eat chicken eggs.
Exactly.
Difference. Yeah.
Is there a difference? Do we know this?
I don't know, but I
taste-wise,
I feel a lot better with the eggs that I eat a couple times a week.
That's right.
Probably too many times, actually. But, yeah, that's just a crazy story. And I'm like, good God, between the Everglades and the friggin' ocean, although there are people that still snorkel, like to go down, you know. In
You're not really
Keys.
Scared of sharks, are you?
What?
Like in the ocean? Like you wouldn't go in? You wouldn't scuba dive or any of that kind of stuff?
No.
No.
Because you're afraid
either.
Of sharks.
Yeah, I Correct. Wouldn't do it either.
I think you have like a better chance of winning the lottery.
Maybe.
I don't want to take that
I
risk.
Just don't want to be your story one night down here.
It's true.
No, I'm not. And by the way, a lot of people go to the Keys every weekend and they don't fear anything and they see them and they get close up to them and pictures and.
And I mean this with all due respect when I say this, but you guys realize, like, you'd have to be a very large shark.
To take a whack out of your leg?
Yeah.
I didn't know
You guys
that.
Aren't, like, but you look at you guys.
I mean, I don't care. Little shark, big
like,
shark.
Like, you're not going to have, like, a little guy shark. Come over and, like, bite your leg off. Like,
I didn't think
have to
they
get
were...
his teeth around you first. You'd have to have a gigantic mouth.
I know, but it's that leg, Woody. It's the leg coming out.
Bite
anyway,
your foot off.
I don't know. I feel like you're probably at least longer than most sharks.
I said, I don't mind going in the water. Friends take us. They got some places really cool to get off the boat and enjoy a half
a
day.
Sandbar. Yeah.
Sandbar stuff. I have no problem. That stuff's great. But if you think I'm going out.
Where you can't see.
And go down and and see. And, oh, there's a couple. Because a lot of people do. Like, they see sharks and go, oh, let's go get some close-ups. And I'm like, oh, hell no. Plus, they know what they are right away. There's people that have been doing this and going down in the ocean down in the Keys and around here for a long time, and they know right away. They look and they go, "Oh, okay, that's a such and such shark. It's okay."
Well, they don't. I don't think they attack people. Like a guy pointing out the obvious here on the text machine, you have a better chance of dying on Florida's roads than getting hit by a shark.
I'm sure there is.
I just don't want to take that chance.
It doesn't change my.
We have like a 1 in 4 chance of dying on the roads here. So.
I don't know if I should say respect or fear, but
fear.
Respect.
Well, they sense fear. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's my problem.
So if there's mutual respect, they'll leave you alone.
There's no respect. Yeah. They don't respect me.
From the time I get in, that means from miles away, they'll be going, oh, we got a scared one. Just jumped in here now.
They could sense we walking in the sand.
All you got to do is punch it in the nose.
Right.
Hey, Woody, okay, you spend a lot of time, huh?
Right.
Always tear down you
tough
at the ocean.
Guy here with the sharks.
There he is, man. The old tough guy. Shoots a 78 when he goes out and plays
and
under pressure.
I'm just a very unlucky person. Like, I wouldn't be lucky enough to get Like, nothing ever, like, lucky happens to me, so I wouldn't, like, it wouldn't happen.
One of the craziest places.
I'm not
going to
get hit by lightning. I'm not going to get eaten by a shark.
Remember we had Mostert on, and one of the craziest places in the world is where he used to surf as a kid, like near Smyrna Beach or whatever it is. One of the craziest, and he just, those guys have no fear.
Yeah.
Not me.
No.
Those sharks would sense me parking my car.
Those guys that are professional surfers, they don't.
No fear.
They have not. They're that's different breed. There is no fear factor. It's like those guys climb up those damn mountains, yeah. And you're like, there's no place to climb. What are you doing? Like, there's nothing to strap on. Like, if you slip, you're done. And it's that.
What do you were Mount Everest, adrenaline. Right? What do you Mount Everest?
Oh no, Woody's yeah. Like shooting a 78. He could go right up the mountain.
He shot a 78. He wouldn't swam even have to sharks, yeah, climbed a mountain.
He wouldn't have to worry about that.
I have
he
great
wouldn't
respect
even slip
for Mount Everest.
Right, of course,
love Mount Everest. Yeah. I watch all the shows about it.
Right. How many
That's
times
like my Alaska for you. Right.
The Bushwhacker Show? That's it?
Will you stop? Will you learn to quit
What's
calling
it,
it the Bushwhacker?
What is it? I thought it was the Alaskan Bushwhackers.
No, it's below zero.
Oh. It's not Bush. There's not Bushwhacker Show?
I don't know if that's still around. There is something with that crazy family, but right. They actually moved. I think they moved out of Alaska now. They had to move back. Something. Some of the people died.
Damn shame. Yeah.
They got called out for being a little fraudulent, too, and that reality show like they all are. But I don't know. Some of them are fun to watch. I find myself turning to it. My wife thinks it's not. She's like, I don't know why you like this Alaskan show. You wouldn't last, except unless your cameraman was like, here, I'll get you another steak. Are you all right? Like, I go, you're right.
Why don't you prove her wrong?
Do it. Be an
why
Alaskan
don't you get out there?
I think I'd go out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
We should get on one of those crab boats.
40 below zero for a couple of months. I don't know, Woody. Thanks, though. Hey, we got the 7 o'clock hour coming up. David Weinstein's going to join us, our favorite Buffalo Bills fan and also a sports attorney that's going to get us all caught up. I'm just curious, after 2.5 hours of Roger Goodell testifying yesterday in front of the House Oversight Committee, I'm just curious, did we really get anything out of it? And second of all, what can happen? Like, I mean, they asked Roger Goodell point blank, the number one thing that came out of it, like, are you going to fire Daniel Snyder? No, it takes 2/3 vote or 3/4 vote.
It's not
can't
his
fire.
Decision.
He's actually one of my bosses, case dumbass you didn't know.
Yeah, it was a weird, whole setting yesterday. Everything.
Why don't you do your homework, by the way, before you ask some of those questions, like how this works. Why don't you call Jerry Jones and ask him and some of our more powerful owners what they want to do.
Right, the executive
I'm guessing
committee.
They really don't want to fire him because then it could get a little ugly between owners when they start calling each other out for different things. Anyway, we'll go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Going to be a fun morning. Adam Beasley is also going to join us at 8 o'clock hour. Gets caught up on some NFL news. Still trying to figure out, man, the one big question right now in the NFL is this Deshaun Watson. And when will he return to the NFL after all this stuff? And, boy, this last one, this one that says, hell no, I want blood and money. Boy, she's got a hell of a story because he sent text back to her and also kind of did a threat with it. Like, you know, I don't want to ruin your career and your own business, and I don't want you to ruin mine. And it was like, ooh, that stuff didn't go away.
No.
So she's like, oh, hell no on this stuff. All right, right now I want to tell you about my good friends, and I do mean good friends because I'm always injured, Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, big part of Baptist Health, South Florida. I love talking about them. Yes, a lot of those guys have become my good friends over the years because I've been going there a long, long time, but we're lucky. We got one of the best sports medicine programs, not here in South Florida, in the country. They really are that good. It's a big part of Baptist Health, South Florida. Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute has put together some of the great doctors for every part of the body, better known as top specialists. Knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement. Doctors that are friendly, doctors you can get in and see, the same doctors that are working on million-dollar athletes every day. Matter of fact, yeah. Where do the pros go? Enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins all trust those great doctors at Baptist Health South Florida. It gets bigger and better for our community, taking care of Dade County high school athletes, and soon going to be taking care of a lot of Broward County athletes too. Got a brand-new, unbelievable facility, speaking of Broward, on 595 in Pine Island Implantation. Doing a lot of work up there. A lot of great doctors. We got a lot of doctors working Dade and Broward County right now. But bottom line is, you're going to be able to see those same great doctors. All you have to do is visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. Just so in-house physical therapist to work with those doctors. There's one goal every day, man. Get you back out healthy as quickly as possible, playing the sports you love the most.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.